Usually I set this up on a Thursday, but we called the audible and we're doing it on a Friday. And hey, anytime I get to do the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Bobby Averscotto is a good day. It's brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. They got the gear you need. If you're already thinking about heading to the woods and dove season coming up and all that, they've got that gear and a great supply of the stuff Captain Bobby uses to catch fish in our neighborhood. Go in and ask what he's throwing and get Chip or the gang to help you out, and they'll set you up. So let's go to the star of the show and our friend Captain Bobby Averscotto from the A-Team. Hey, man.
Well, I put enough quarters in the phone this time, so I didn't.
I just said you were somewhere. The hot bite was somewhere that didn't have a cell phone signal. So there's people riding around right now in Mobile Bay, Mississippi Sound, Front Beach, looking for a place that their cell phone doesn't work.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was surprised mine wasn't working, but where I was. So I purposely had it with me while I was in the water. That's how much I was thinking about you.
That's dedication, brother. I appreciate that. I have fried two cell phones fishing with you over the decades?
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. I purposely keep mine out of the water. You're on that Sean Phones to Reefs program.
I'm just helping out the resource. All right.
Yeah.
Last week we talked, it was pretty refreshing because it's August. Usually it's a bad news month when it comes to inshore fishing, but you had nothing but good trips.
And that continues. I'll tell you, dude, it's again, just following up what we said, talked about last week, typically this heat of the summer fishing, you got to kind of get out there, get it done, get some live bait, get out there, get it done early. But, man, the fishing's just been fantastic through the summer. And I'm, kind of still knocking on wood a little bit that it continues that way. But we've just had phenomenal trips. Spent a couple of the trips earlier this week, surprisingly, on the power pole till 11:30. We never even pulled the anchor out, so I stayed shallow the whole day. And part of the reason for that, I think the shallow part of it is, we've had these squalls that have come through late in the afternoons and the evenings, sometimes at night, and I truly think that really helps that bite early in the morning. You get this oxygenation with these storms coming through, and it just drops that water temperature just enough, and to keep those fish super active in the morning. And the other part of the ingredient of the recipe is we're having this high tide just starting to fall at daylight. That's what's going on all the way through the end of last week and into early this week. And that's a big plus there, because you're getting the two things you really need, which is daybreak and the start of some moving water. And again, with that, and I just think there's a lot of bait in the water. There's a lot of big waves of shrimp coming through. A lot of fish following those, and a lot of fish staying put over shell and grass. But all that's come together for, like I said, some fantastic trout fishing, man, all the way through the sound and up into the bay.
Not to completely, nerd out on this stuff, but let's do it for a second. We always talk about, we're worried about hot water in the summertime. And my best guess, it's really not that the fish care that the water's that hot. It's just that the water that's that hot doesn't normally carry the oxygen content of the cooler water, right?
That's exactly what happens. The fish don't leave. It's just that when that oxygen gas is off, when the water temperature gets over 75, when it starts to lose its ability to hold that oxygen, I personally think the fish just get inactive. And that's why, they're not going to just swim miles to some deep water in some cases. They're going to be around. They're just not real active. And, with the situations that we've had the last week or so, we're getting that, I think more dissolved oxygen in the water, which is keeping those fish super active. Well up into the morning, despite it being, and I'm not talking about windy days. We've had like light north winds in the morning and then going slick, and the fish are continuing to bite. So, I think that's exactly what's going on with it.
So what's on the end of the, what's the terminal tackle? Are you throwing artificials, or is it all live shrimp? Are you running croakers? What are you doing?
Well, all of the above. I'll tell you, we had some good mornings on top water, which is another thing that typically I'm not throwing this too much this time of year, but we've had some fantastic top water mornings starting out. Then the other two baits that you mentioned are staples. You're always going to catch fish with shrimp year-round. They eat shrimp 365 days a year. The downside to it, as you well know, is everything in the bay and the sound eat shrimp. And when it's loaded up with, all of the species of fish that are in there right now, you're catching a lot of other species. So you can go to croakers, and you're going to kind of clean it up a little bit and just start catching more like trout and reds, more so. You'll still catch some of the other species, but not as much as on shrimp. So I'm carrying both of those. We've used some croakers, but they hadn't really quite been necessary, especially in that, you can stay up in that shallower stuff. it stays a little bit cleaner than going out there and slip cork and shrimp. But it's some of the structure. That's where you're going to start to get into the toothy critters and some of the unwanted species more so than up in the shallow water. So anyway, either one of those two, plenty of shrimp around. All the bait shops are loaded up with shrimp and real, real pretty shrimp. So you're going to fish the Stripers Rodeo this weekend. I would check around a little bit before you make your plan in the morning, make sure. But, you know, the shops are having no problem at all getting plenty of live shrimp.
You know, you mentioned the tournament tomorrow with the Stripers and then the toothy critters. There's some of those toothy critters you and I like Spanish mackerel. We love catching them. What's that bite been like? And what about white trout? You're running into what are the redfish doing right now?
Well, redfish are kind of, you can get them in the marsh, you know, which is where we caught some course, catch quite a few redfish, even out on some of the grass flats and shell flats as bycatch. White trout are kind of everywhere. If you get on that structure, you're going to get into some white trout as well as the mackerel that you mentioned. If you start getting cut, the mackerel are going to cut you off, you know, 3 out of 4 times. They're going to cut you off if you're using 15 or 20 pound fluorocarbon leader. At all, I carry some real light single strand steel leader. Put about 6 or 8 inches line of steel leader on there to the hook. And a lot of times, especially if the trout are biting good, they'll keep biting, but you don't miss all those mackerel. And I'm like, you know, like you just said, some of these mackerel that you catch up in the Sound and in the bay this time of year aren't those little bitty mackerel. These are at least 3, 4, maybe even a 5-pound mackerel. You get that on trout tackle, man, it's World War III.
It is so fun. And I think people, you know, I came back to it just, you know, with when my kids started fishing, and I realized I was missing out, you know, staying away from them. I love catching them, man.
I'll tell you what, start getting into that size mackerel on trout tackle, I'm telling you, you're in for a string stretch, and I can tell you they're a lot of fun to catch. And I'll tell you, it's, you know, again, if you even, you know, eating wise with a mackerel, that's a good fish to throw on the grill. I don't particularly care for those fried, but they really grill well if you like to keep them.
I do, yes. All right, Captain Bobby, let's talk about this. We're fishing great in August, plus we got the fall ahead of us. Somebody wants to get a trip booked. How do they do that?
Well, just get us on ateamfishing.com. There's a contact us tab on there, and it's got our contact information, or you can go through the email and do it. And if you get a chance to visit the Facebook page, I posted a kind of a collage of some of our recent trips that you'll get a kick out of if you're sitting there and got a couple minutes and just want to see what's been going on. It's all up there right now.
I may or may not during the week look at your collages, your videos, your pictures as I'm here under the fluorescent lights, and I watch you doing your job out there in the Bay and Sound. Bobby, we appreciate it. And tomorrow Mystic Stripers tournament. We'll talk more about this when we come back from the break. Captain Bobby, we'll check back with you next week, maybe on Thursday.
All right, maybe on the right time. Maybe I'll try and answer the phone this time.
There we go.
Thanks for having me on, man. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Something he and I were talking about the other day. We've been doing this for decades, even before FM Talk 106.5. We've been doing this. It like means we're getting older, I think.
Now, were y'all buddies before you started doing that, or did you become friendly while on the air?
We were buddies back then when we decided to do a fishing report. I was on a music station, and the bosses looked at me like, what are you talking about? and we started doing this way back then, and then, of course, we've just spent decades together since. He's one of the good guys. One of the good guys out there, for sure. So, yeah, if you want to take a trip, highly recommend him. Lots of good guys around here. Bobby, though, is something. He'd do a lot of catching more than fishing out there. And that's what I think most people want to do. Brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Go check them out. Friends of mine for a long time, too. So go see them just west of I-65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Get the gear Captain Bobby uses. All right, coming right back. More of Mobile Mornings.